751 at KMJ. It's time for our weekly chat about all that is business here in Fresno and the Valley. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joining us. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Fresno's downtown club reopening today. That's a big deal here, isn't it?
Right. It's kind of an iconic place in downtown Fresno. It was built in 1919. It was a members-only club, a place where judges, attorneys, you know, government folks rub shoulders, get their three martini lunches. It closed in 2013 due to declining membership and money problems. Actually, I had a couple of different restaurant owners come in and attempt to make a go. The latest one closed last summer. So actually, the owners of the building, they've been trying to sell it for a long time, but ultimately they decided they wanted to try their hand at a restaurant and bar concept. The last name it had was a Republican, named after the Republican newspaper that used to be printed there, but now it's going back to the downtown club. A local accountant and another partner are the ones own the building, so they're doing the restaurant. They've hired an experienced manager to run the place. It's going to have American and Mediterranean food. They also want to stress to have more events at the place. It's a really neat space inside. So they'll be open for lunch today, and it's pretty exciting.
That is great news there, Gabe. And then also good news, they inducted their newest members last Thursday night, the Fresno Athletic Hall of Fame, and they're going to start construction on a permanent place, huh?
Right, really exciting. It's going to be inside the Save Mart Center, and they want to start building that next summer. Going to have really cool displays of athletes in the Hall of Fame that are from Fresno or from other places and came here and just really kicked butt. It's going to be heavy on interactivity, lots of touchscreen technology. It's really going to delve into the athletes' life stories in hopes of inspiring young people to achieve to their highest. It's going to be about 1,900 square feet, part of the southwest wing of the arena. The project's going to cost a total of about $1.5 million, and so far they've raised about $600,000. They're getting close to the halfway point. So they're reaching out to past inductees. Since 1958, they've had about 335 athletes inducted into the hall. Obviously, not all are living, but the ones that are around are kind of showing up, and they're wanting the public to kind of get in on the act too and support a good cause. So if anybody out there is interested, they could visit the website. It's FresnoAHOF.org.
Always great stuff to start a week, Gabe. Nice job, buddy. Nice talking to you. You have a great week, okay?
You too, Tony.
Thanks, buddy. And if you want more on these stories or all stories about business here in Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.